Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. And this is the What's the Topic show, another episode. I'm going to be obviously getting presenters that are going to be coming in, or let me say guest presenters. Yes, so very soon you're going to be getting those. And for all the What's the Topic listeners, please do go on the What's the Topic page and comment, you know, on the shows and all those things. And I would really love to actually send a shout out to everyone out there who really supports us the topic. And thank you very much. It's 2020 and we're still doing this together, and it's amazing. It's actually a journey that is worth walking, you know, together and everything. And it's really, really, really awesome. So yeah, I don't know how to really thank you. Like, it's really, really awesome. It's really awesome. Thank you. And you know, when I say guys, I'm talking about me, I'm talking about my co-host, you know, who's not here at the moment, but he's gonna come back. And I'm talking about every single person that listens to us the topic, and it's really, really amazing. Thank you. So today's topic is really, really interesting, because we're gonna be looking at how people respond to this, you know. Like, it's really an uncertainty, which we all know that it's going to happen, but we don't know when it's going to happen. That's the problem. Like, that's basically most of the people's problem that they face, you know. They know it's going to happen, but they don't know when, you know. And I really don't know what to say. But yeah, even with me, I don't know when it's going to happen. I really don't know when it's going to happen, but I do know that it's going to happen for sure. So I know it's going to happen to everybody, but we don't know when it's going to happen. That's the thing. And today's topic is death. Yeah, death. Death is really interesting. And yeah, basically, sure, it's deep. It's actually deep. Like, when you look at death and all those things, it's actually deep what's involved and all those stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna go into the details of death, you know, and what's involved, because there's a lot of things that's involved, you know, when it comes to death and all those things. But yeah, we'll have to obviously be prepared and all those things, and make sure that doesn't really affect us, because it affects a lot of people. So we basically need to be in that position where we understand it, we see it, and we actually know how to not respond in a negative way towards it. So yeah, we basically need to be in those shoes, and it's really, really interesting, because we're gonna look at a lot of things, and we're gonna look at why it exists and how, yeah, it came into existence. So yeah, until that comes, Christ Music is hot music.
So hey guys, this is Sean from Hillsong Pretoria. You're listening to Active FM, and that Christ Music is hot music. See you later, man.
Okay, so going into the topic of death, you know, death itself, like death is, it's very interesting because, yeah, like I said in the previous session that we all know we're going to die, but we just don't know when, you know, and yeah, like people get wisdom, you know, and all those stuff. And yeah, it's basically, it's interesting. It's interesting. Now, if you had to go, one thing that I would love to say is don't ever go and search death and Google and all those stuff, you know, because the stuff you get concerning that topic, it's gonna freak you out. It's gonna freak you out because when you look at death, Google will describe death as the permanent cessation of all biological functions that sustains a living organism. Yeah, you know, basically what they're saying is, if no one died in the world will become overpopulated. So in order for us to be sustained in terms of living and the population not growing a lot and things running out, death needs to be there. So that's basically what they're saying. And they say it's permanent, like you'll die, it's permanent and all those stuff. And for me, I really don't stand with that. I have a different view towards death. And if you look at it, yeah, when you ask Google, what is death? Yeah, what is death? This is what Google has to say. So if you ask Google what death is, Google's gonna say the following, which, yeah, like it's from Google. I don't know. You know, Google, a lot of people are involved. But anyway, this is what Google says. Death, basically as a noun, death is the act of dying, the end of life, the total and permanent cessation of all the vital function of an organism. Compare brain death. Yeah, basically, you know, now they're even saying, yeah, when you compare brain death, an instance of this, a death is in the family, you know, these are basically things that they now, you know, giving as an example, you know, letter published after his death, the state of being dead, yeah, to lie still in death. But basically what Kukul said is, death is the act of dying, the end of life, the total and permanent cessation of all the vital functions of an organism. That's what Google describes death as. Now, yeah, like I said, I don't stand with that. I stand with the Bible description of death. And basically, Paul gave that description, you know, in the word where he said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. You know, why did he say that? Because he basically said that because when you die, you actually go to the Father, you go to be with the Father, you go to be with Jesus. And that is why death is so really awesome. As much as we hate it, like we don't like it. Look, like physical, in the physical, death is sad because you get to lose someone. But when you look at it on the other side, with the other eyes, you know, it's actually awesome because you get to be with the Father. But now, hey, there's a catch to this, eh? There's actually a catch to this. Not everybody will be with the Father. That's the reality, and it's scary. I wish everybody could be with the Father, and I would really love everybody to be with the Father. But yeah, you know, only the Lord himself, only the Father actually knows the plans. You know, he knows, yeah, he's wiser. He's wiser than all of us. And when you look at it, death is awesome because when you die, you will be with him. Like I said, there's a catch to it. Those who have Jesus in their life, they depend on Jesus. Jesus took over their whole life completely. They accepted Jesus wholeheartedly. And they pursuing the purpose that Jesus asked them to pursue. Those are those that are going to be with the Father. Those who reject, on the other hand, Christ, they won't be with the Father. Like, yeah, he said it himself. You reject him, you're not going to be with him. So that's basically the catch. So you need to have a relationship with Jesus. You need to accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. And then you'll be with Jesus. But yeah, so it's really awesome when you're with Christ, because you know you're going to heaven. Now, out of curiosity, there are other questions that I wanted to find out. What does Google have to say? You know, Google is interesting because some of the things that you find out, you're like shocked. You're like, Google, where did you get that from? And One of them was, how does death feel? So Google has something to say about how death feels. According to Google, as your body weakens, fluid accumulates in your throat and chest. Sure. As a result, you make a sound as you breathe called a death rattle. That's a lot more disturbing to those around you than it is to you. Even though this might sound devastating, the person experiencing it isn't likely in any kind of stress. Sure, okay, yeah, I never knew that. I've never experienced that. You know, there's some people that have died and then came back. So they've experienced death and then they've came back. Now, I don't know how they felt. So yeah, those are the people that you would wanna ask, how did it feel? You know, because they died and then they either went to heaven or they went to hell, had an experience, came back, and then their whole life changed completely. So yeah, according to Google, that's how death feels. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's not true. I've never died and come back, or died to go to hell, experience hell or heaven, then come back. So I can't really tell you that this is true, this is not true. So yeah, that's Google. I don't know how it feels. I'll know how it feels when, yeah, my time comes, which is not now. Okay, depending on the Lord. I wish it's not now. Yeah, I need to fulfill my purpose. That's all I'm saying. So yeah, that is basically what Google had to say about how does death feel like. So yeah, basically that's what's happening. Then yeah, I took another curiosity, you know, another road to curiosity to actually find out another question, which is, how long does the brain live after death? It's like a scientific question that, you know, most people will actually want to ask and stuff like that. And this is basically the answer that Google gave. Bone, tendon, and skin can survive as long as 8 to 12 hours. The brain, however, appears to accumulate... this is some biological word. Yay. Before I even go, yeah, you know, I actually did biology, so we had all of these big words and all those stuff. Yeah, so this is what it says. However, it appears to accumulate ischemic injury faster than any other organism. Without special treatment, after circulation is restarted, full recovery of the brain after more than 3 minutes of clinical death at normal body temperature is rare. Yeah, so basically what they're saying is the brain dies faster because there's injuries that it gets, you know, after the person dies. So I don't know if they know the injuries or they don't know the injuries, but all they're saying is the brain dies faster than the rest of the body, the skin and all those stuff, because those ones, they take 8 to 12 hours to die off completely, but the brain dies faster because there's injuries and all the stuff that it gets after a person dies. So in my, yeah, basically, if I have to sit down and think about it, I think, yeah, the Lord placed it like that so that, yeah, if he decides now is the time for someone. We don't have human beings busy resurrecting people here medically, you know, and all your stuff. Yeah, because hey, these days, technology and all those things, they on some other level. So people, they looking into stuff like that. So I think the Lord structured it like that so that you're not in a position where you the one that's bringing people back to life, but he is the one that chooses to bring people back to life. So that's what I think. Like, yeah, if I have to sit down and think about it, the Lord placed it like that, which is really awesome. It's awesome so that we can give him the praise when someone comes back to life. So yeah, that's some of the things concerning death. There's still more that we're gonna look into, but before we get into it, I need to give you some time to think about what you just received with the track.
Hey yo, strange thoughts in these last days. Politics are shady and sort of mundane. The streets need peace, need Christ, need hope, need change. These souls ready, but the entry seems toxic, profane. Trying to introduce you to a new life, the type of life that offers paradise and not parasites. Solid on these 2 feet, Lord, please bless the mic. The battle's not carnal, but it's spiritual and out of sight. Pockets full of dreams, know the pressure's tight. A few mouths to feed, just know we pray at night. When the cop sirens loud and the gunshot sound seems to tarnish up the good as we struggle to survive. Another lost soul drenched in blood, can you feel it? The Holy Spirit's present with confirmation of the vision. Sacred with these lyrics, anointed with ambition.
to teach these lost souls and give them something authentic. Listen,
why leave a soul untold and be unspoken? Let my actions speak volumes loud as death choking. They hopeless, but they left hope with his heart broken. They know it, but we need grace, need more focus. We need peace, let the rain fall. We need peace, let the rain fall.
Let it fall.
We need peace, let the rain fall.
Let it fall, Lord.
In the face of the evil, give us faith to call.
Let it, yeah. Back at it, kill the attitude.
Attitude.
Sanctify this temple, kept the magnitude.
Magnitude.
Still speaking truth to the saddest dudes.
Yeah.
Still offer hope to the ladies too. My brothers and my sisters, we gotta stand up. This world's going south and these haters, they trying to brand us.
Trying to brand
don't get
us.
Left behind. The Lord wants to grab us and take us to our home to keep us from the bum rush.
Yeah.
Satan wants your mind, that's why you fight so hard.
Fight!
Wants to end your life, you better pray hard. Listen,
pray.
Daily on the knees, you better thank God.
Thank
these
God.
Days getting darker, get ready for the war.
Yeah.
Paralyzed souls checking for that money train. The money can't save you, this earth will not be saved. But God got healing power,
healing
can
power.
Stop that wicked coward.
Yeah.
He's the end time, so prepare for the final hour.
Why leave a soul untold and be unspoken? Let my actions speak volumes loud as death choking. They hopeless, but they left hope with his heart broken. They know it, but we need grace, need more focus. We need peace, let the rain fall. We need peace, let the rain fall. We need peace, let the rain fall. In the face of the evil, give us faith to call.
Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Looking at death, yeah, death is really interesting because, yeah, there's things that are involved. And one thing that I do know is the devil uses two things to attack people and get them in a position where they literally cannot function in the Lord's purpose. And those two things are poverty and death. Now, when I say death, I'm talking about the fear of death because he uses fear. So the devil uses fear, and it's, yo, this thing, yeah, like, it blows people's minds away. He doesn't want you to think. Now, when you're scared, you already paralyze your brain from thinking. When you're fear, you paralyze your brain from thinking. Now, you'll be in a position where you're spending more time thinking of death, and he's got you exactly where he wants you to be, because he doesn't want you to be a person that thinks for yourself, you know, reason for yourself according to the word and all those stuff. So those are the people that he doesn't like. He doesn't like people who reason, you know, and think and actually examine the word and get close to God, you know. He doesn't like those people. So if you're in a position like that, he is definitely not gonna like you. And those two things, poverty and death, there's always a fear that is attached to them. And that fear, that is the fear that he wants to make sure that you are always in, you are always experiencing, you are always questioning, you are scared of being poor and stuff like that. And as a result, what do? You're always working hard to get money. And as much as you're working hard to get money, you're spending it, you know, stuff like that. So that's basically what it does. Those two things, those are the two things that he gets people with. And he roams around in their head. And because of death and poverty, the fear of those two, what it does is he sends thoughts in your head so that you can think the thoughts are yours. So he gives you possible solutions of how you can fix the poverty that you are in, or possible solutions of how you can live longer and prevent death, you know. And as a result, you'll be thinking these are my own thoughts, but no, he's actually inside your head. That is the place where he plays around with people's lives the most, in their heads, gives them thoughts that they'll think is their own. So you gotta be actually aware of this trick that the devil does, you know, this trick that the devil uses. And remember, fear. The devil doesn't want you to. In fact, it makes sense. It actually makes sense. If you do not have fear, you'll have hope, you know, you'll have faith, all those things. You'll actually have what God wants you to have. You'll have, I'm thinking, yeah, you lose a loved one. The last thing that the devil wants you to have in your mind is, I'm going to see this person again in heaven. That is the last thing that the devil wants you to have in your mind. Because if you're in a position where you think, I'm going to see this person in heaven, guess what are you going to do? You're going to live a righteous life so you can see this person in heaven. And as a result, you're going to honor their death by getting more people to Jesus, you know, basically fulfilling the purpose. But now, if you're in a position where you don't have hope, like literally there's no hope, now you're also fearing death, you'll be wasting your time. You won't be able to go out there and tell people about Jesus. You'll be wasting your time on trying to prevent yourself from dying. And as a result of that, he's going to give you thoughts that are going to lead you astray from your purpose. And as a result of that, you will probably even waste, maybe even 90% of your life. Or in fact, you might even be in a position where you waste 100% of your life, where you end up even in a position where you're going to hell. Why? Because you never had hope. You always had fear. And as a result, the devil got into you, your mind and your life, messed up everything because of fear. Same thing with poverty. Like, if you're in a position where you are afraid of being poor and all the stuff, you know, you'll always have this attitude of, I'm stingy, you know, I don't want to give you because I'm going to be lacking, I'm going to become poor because everything is going out and stuff like that, you know. You'll actually be in that position where he knows that if you have faith, you have hope, and you know that the Lord is with you, you don't have any time to stress about poverty and all those stuff because, you know, the Lord is your provider. You don't need to be your own provider. You don't need to make a plan for you to be rich. You don't need to worry about you being poor. The Lord is your provider, and he's going to provide everything that you need. So you'll be in a position where even giving, you will give freely. You won't hold anything back. You won't spend as much as you want to spend. You'll actually save, you know. You'll save and impact people's lives, you know, stuff like that. And that's the position that he doesn't want you to be in. So you got to think about all of these things, you know. Think about all of these things. Those are the tools that the devil uses. You know, poverty, death, yeah, fear, basically. Fear of poverty, being poor, fear of death, you know, dying, yeah, stuff like that. Remember, to live is Christ. You live for Christ here on earth. Christ offers you hope, faith, love, you know, peace. He offers everything positive, and the devil is everything negative. So he's going to send everything negative. Anytime you find yourself not having hope, having fear, you must know in that moment you need to pray and get close to God. And yeah, it's really, really amazing because, yeah, the more you pray, the more you get closer to God, the more you get assurance in terms of your salvation and any situation that you need the Lord to comfort you in, which is really awesome. So, yeah, make sure you're always watching out for this. And don't forget, the devil actually gets into your brain through fear. Fear of being poor, fear of a loved one dying, fear of death, you know, all those stuff. So fear, yeah, make sure you watch out for that. Now, I'm going to give you a short breather and then come back and close.
It's getting chilly, J. Dot, and you're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music, baby, you know.
Death, yeah. Cannot avoid death. Destiny, actually, we all have an appointment with death. You know, the Lord has appointed us a time to die. But now the problem is most of the people, they will get in another road where the appointed time to die is supposed to be far away from where they are. But because they are not listening, you know, and not, I'm not saying everyone is like that. You know, there's obviously those that the Lord has chosen. Yeah, you know what, I'm going to take you before this time. Why? Because either if you live longer, you might not get to heaven because of the road that you'll take. Or if you live longer, you're going to go through a lot of pain, more than what you can handle, you know, stuff like that. And as a result of that, he will take you sooner rather than later, because he knows if he waits longer, he's going to lose you, you know. And yeah, so there's like a lot of things involved. But when you look at it, yeah, a lot of people, they in a position where if their appointment to go home, you know, to go to heaven is not sooner, it's later, they end up in a position where they die sooner than their appointment because of the decisions that they make. And those decisions are made out of their purpose, if I can put it that way. They are not in their purpose. So as a result of that, they make decisions that they couldn't have made if they were in their purpose. And those decisions lead them to, yeah, meeting death sooner than their time, you know, their accurate time. And the Lord didn't want you to take that path where you live before your appointed time. But yeah, as a result, you know, in fact, when we look at all of these things, it's the enemy is doing, it's the enemy who actually, yeah, gets people to go out of their purpose and get off track. Same thing with death. Like, how did death get into the world? It was because of the enemy. The enemy is the one that caused things to happen, you know, sin and all the stuff. And then death came in. Death came in because of the enemy. We never had death. We were never created to die, if I can put it that way. But because of the enemy, now we have death. Now we have an appointment with death. And it's sad. It's sad in the physical. But it's also an eye-opener because you now in a position where you're thinking, hey, we're all going to die, but where are we going to spend our eternity? So as a result of where, you know, when you look at that question, you actually in a position where you now understand that, hey, I need to make sure that my loved ones are saved, you know, so I can spend eternity with them in heaven. I need to make sure my neighborhood is saved so that we can all go to heaven. I need to make sure my nation is saved, my country, you know, all of those things, they come into play. Your continent, you need to make sure that they're all saved so that you can all go to heaven. So you now start thinking, hey, I can't be wasting time here with the lifespan that I have here on earth. I'm supposed to be bringing heaven to earth, you know, so people can understand, hey, we're all going to have a destination in eternity. It's either in heaven or in hell. So which one are you going to choose? Are you going to choose heaven or are you going to choose hell? So you better pick wisely now. Now is the time for you to pick. Same thing with you. Make sure you impact people's lives in a positive way. Help them get to Christ. And yeah, show them the right way, the right path. And also yourself, make sure you stay in the Word. If you're not in the Word, get into the Word. Accept Jesus, you know, accept Him, confess against your sins, believe in your heart that is your Lord and personal Savior. He died for you, you know, He rose again. Remember, Jesus is not just a philosophy in the Bible, you know, in the book. No, He actually is a person. The resurrection exists now, it exists in the future. It's happening, it's impacting lives, and it's accurate. It's accurate, like really accurate. So don't ever forget that. It was an awesome session. It was awesome having you listening to this. And yeah, make sure you get other people exposed to this. Like, it's really going to help them, like, a lot. I know it helped you. It helped you think about some things that you never really thought of, like eternity and, yeah, you know, all of that. So make sure that you get the rest exposed to this because they also need it. I'm going to see you next week, same time, same place, with the rest of the listener that you're going to get exposed to this. Peace out and God bless. Don't forget to catch every single show, all the shows that are on Active FM on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Peace out and God bless. Your systems are offline.
Let's go. This is your radio, your station.